This is Peter Burley previewing events for you from mid-February to mid-March 2020. And we'll start in the Cathedral. On Saturday the 15th of February at 7:30pm, the Hearts Chorus Concert will be a performance of Handel's Messiah. Tickets for that are £12, available from the Cathedral box office. Saturday the 22nd of February at 5:30pm, there's an International Organ Festival concert, and this is given by Konstantin Volosnov, who was a first prize winner in 2009 here. And he'll be performing works by Bach, Mozart, Franck and Liszt. Those are free, but with a retiring collection, as indeed is the next one, which is a lunchtime recital on Saturday the 7th of March at 1pm. It's a duet of classical guitar and classical accordion, and that'll be performed by Andrei Lebedev and Bartosz Grochit in the Lady Chapel. And the last event there in our little season here is a joint schools concert. And that's going to be on Wednesday the 11th of March at 7:30pm. And the joint schools are St Albans High School for Girls and the St Albans School. And they'll be performing works by Verdi, Wagner and Puccini, amongst others. Tickets are £10 for that. Now let's change musical style and go across to the Hertfordshire Jazz Club, who perform in the Maltings, and all concerts are 7pm and tickets are either £14 or £12. 16th of February, we have Art Thiemann and James Wade Syard Quintet. 23rd of February, Julian Arguelles Quartet. 1st of March, the Leon Greening Quartet. And 8th of March, a Leon Richardson Quartet. They seem to have cornered the market in quartets for this season. Now, St Peter's Church got four lunchtime concerts. These are all at 1 o'clock. On 19th of February, we have Catherine Clark on viola and Marcello Deda on violin. 26th of March, Ivan Rodriguez Deb on the piano. 4th of March, St Albans School Choir. And 11th of March, the Princess Helena College Choir. Now back to the Maltings for folk music. Got one concert, which is on March the 6th, and it's two people performing, Paul Scarfield and Layla Burrows, and they combine voices, melodeon and guitar. Tickets for that are £12 or £11. Now, the St Albans Symphony Orchestra have a big concert on the 7th of March. It's going to be in St Saviour's Church, and they're going to be performing Elgar Cello Concerto, Walton's Crown Imperial and Walton's Symphony No. 1. That's going to be at 7:30, I say St Saviour's Church. Ticket prices are £16 for the nave or £12 for an unreserved seat in the aisle. Now, let's look at the arena, where we have a remarkably full programme, starting with Jack D and a one-man stand-up show called Off the Telly, but there is a warning that it had sold out before the programme went to print, but you may well get returns if you persevere. That's Saturday the 16th at 8pm. Then we have German Corner Jaws Tango Fire, which is a programme of tango music and dancing. It's Monday the 17th of February, 7:30pm. Tickets are £32, £28 or £24. Then we have another stand-up comedian on Wednesday the 19th of February at 7:30pm. And that's Adam Kay in a programme called This Is Going to Hurt. Tickets for that are £25. Then we have a musical on Thursday the 20th of February at 7:30pm. It's called Menopause the Musical No. 2. It has a star cast, but they haven't announced who they are yet. Tickets for that will be £30. And we have Joe Brown, the original, real Joe Brown. He's in concert on the 21st of February at 7:30pm. Tickets for him are £31.50 or £29.50. Then we have a Elvis impersonator concert entitled The King Is Back. And the king in question is a chap called Ben Portsmouth. And he'll be performing on Saturday the 22nd of February at 7:30pm. Tickets £31.50 or £27.50. Then we have Rod Gilbert in his current one-man stand-up show. And that's called The Book of John. And rather like the previous one I advertised, it's sold out already, so you'll only get a return. Then we have another stand-up comedian, Ed Byrne. And his show this year is called If I'm Honest. And he'll be performing on Wednesday the 26th of February at 8pm, all tickets £25. Then we have another tribute concert, California Dreamin', a tribute to the music of the Mamas and the Papas. That's on Thursday the 27th at 7:30pm, all tickets £23.50. Then we have another tribute concert, We Remember Joe Cocker. And the Joe Cocker performer is a chap called Paul Cox. And he'll be performing on Friday the 28th of February at 7:30pm, tickets £22.50. And it says, live at the Auburn Arena. The biggest names in stand-up comedy, it says. Book for your seats today. It doesn't actually tell you who you'll be seeing. It does promise you well-known TV comedy stars. And that evening of comedy will be on Saturday the 29th of February, 7:30 p.m. All tickets £25. On Monday the 2nd of March at 8 p.m, yet another sold-out concert. And this is another one-man stand-up comedy show by Rob Beckett, and it's called Wallop. And I'm bringing you all these because I do like to let you know the stars that visit the district and what's going on. And as I said earlier, you just might get a return if it's somebody you've got a particular sort of connection with or particularly want to hear. Now, something that isn't yet sold out, Rare Productions are presenting The Sound of Music. That's going to be live on stage on Thursday the 5th of March through to Saturday the 7th of March. 7:30 p.m. every one of those days, and then a Saturday matinee at 2:30 p.m. And then tickets range between £17 and £12.50, with concessionary tickets £1.50 off. Ah, we have the Count Arthur Strong show, and this year's is entitled Is Anybody Out There? And he's on Sunday the 8th of March at 8 p.m. All tickets for him, £22.50. I must say, I much prefer the radio version when it was on. The television series hasn't done it for me the same way. But on the radio, I think his style of performing comes across just wonderfully. Monday the 9th of March, 7:30 p.m, we have a one-man show by Ben Fogle, and it'll be entitled Tales from the Wilderness. All tickets for that are £27.50. Then we have another one-man comedy stand-up show by Tommy Tiernan, and it's entitled Tomfoolery. It's on Tuesday the 10th of March, 8 p.m, all tickets £21. Then we have Graziana Di Prima, our UK tour with music entitled Havana Nights. So this is Cuban-themed music. Wednesday the 11th of March, 7:30 p.m, tickets £28 to £27. There are concessionary tickets. If you want to meet and greet them, it will cost you £30. Then we have Mark Billy Bingham giving an audience. He is TV's most experienced, highest ranking and most decorated SAS leader and sniper. So if you want an evening of sniping, that's the place to go. That's in the arena, Thursday the 12th of March, 7:30 p.m. All tickets for him, £25. Now, back to something rather more traditional. There's a show just called The Crooners, and this is a tribute to The Crooners and the Rat Pack and so on. That'll be on Friday the 13th of March, 7:30 p.m. Tickets, £22, £20, and there are concessions. And the last event we've got at the arena is the ELO Experience, and this is a tribute to the Electric Light Orchestra, and that'll be performed on Saturday the 14th of March, 7:30 p.m. All tickets, £24. Now, let's move up north to Harpenden and the Public Hall, and we kick off on Saturday the 15th of February at 8 p.m. with a tribute concert called Absolute Bowie. They haven't, for whatever reason, put the prices on the current programme, so I can't tell you what the prices are, but I can keep going with a lot more events. Sunday the 16th of February at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, one performance only in the afternoon, we have the Grimethorpe Colliery Band. Friday the 21st of February, 7:30 p.m, there's a show by Ben Hart called Wonder. And I genuinely don't know, because the programme is really minimalist now, what that's about. However, the next one isn't a mystery. Wednesday the 26th of February, 7:30 p.m, the actual real Julie Felix will be performing. Then on Wednesday the 4th of March, 7:30 p.m, there's a tribute concert to Creedence Clearwater Revival, and it's performed by a group called The Fortunate Sons. And then lastly, we have the Straub's Acoustic 50th Anniversary Tour. And that's going to be on Thursday the 5th of March at 7:30 p.m. Friday the 6th of March, we have Jar Wobble and the Invaders of the Heart. Again, I don't know whether that's stand-up comedy or music. Friday the 13th of March, 7:30 p.m, The Style Counsellors, a programme called Café Blue. Now, they, I think, are a tribute band to The Style Council. And then lastly, on Saturday the 14th of March, we do another, I'm quite sure this is a tribute concert, 7:30 p.m, the Bob Marley Revival evening. So that'll be a tribute to Bob Marley's music. Now, let's look at the drama in the district, and we'll kick off at the Abbey Theatre, who have a comedy night there, and that's being performed by the Humdingers, and they are going to have more hilarious headliners and sensational support artists. And that will be performed on the 27th of February at 8 p.m. Tickets £15 and it's performed in the Studio Theatre. Then we have Ladies in Lavender, and that's being performed on the 28th to 29th of February and then the 3rd to the 7th of March at 8 p.m. on all those days, with a Saturday matinee on the 1st of March at 2:30 p.m. Now, Ladies of Lavender is a play by Sean McKenna. It was turned into a film a few years back, starring Judi Dench and Maggie Smith. It's set in 1930s Cornwall, so it is actually very sort of scenic. Let's go up to the Maltings, and they've got several plays as well. The first one I previewed last month, but I'll just remind you that a play called Lossless by Stephen Thomas is being performed from the 13th to the 22nd of February, except for the 16th to 19th. Performances are at 8 p.m. Tickets are £13.50 or £11. And it's about loss and memory. Then there's a play called Gone by Megan Jenkins. And that runs from the 27th to 29th of February, 8 p.m. every evening. When a child vanishes without a trace from a stretch of remote woodland, the local community is ripped apart. Years later, with closure not an option, Lewis can still feel the tug of a little hand at his elbow. So it's a story of brutality and loss. Now, something which is genuinely very cheery, because I've seen it, is The 39 Steps, and it's based on the novel by John Buchan, and it's adapted for stage, and certainly the version I saw, it was an absolutely wonderful, rip-roaring, hilarious farce. Well, it says here, with a dash of Monty Python, and that'll be from the 12th to the 21st of March, except no performances on the 15th, 16th, 17th or 18th. All performances at 8 p.m. Tickets are £13.50 or £11. In Wheatamstead, there's an Agatha Christie thriller entitled Love from a Stranger, and that runs in the Memorial Hall from the 20th to the 22nd of February. Doors open at 7:30, performances at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available from the Manor Pharmacy in Wheatamstead. Now, at the Sandpit Theatre, here's one for all you football fans. There's an evening with Steve Perryman and Ozzy Ardiles. And these two football stars will just share their experience and talk to the audience for an evening. It's going to cost you, though. It will cost £30 to listen to them. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and they start talking at 7 p.m. And there's an opportunity for, I was in a book signing, and a photo opportunity from 9:15 onwards. Now, there's a couple of spoken events on at the Museum and Gallery. Thursday the 27th of February was the Science Show-Off Comedy Night. This will take place around the building, but mainly in the courtroom. It starts at 7:30, finishes at 10, and it does have an intermission, and it will cost you £20. Then on Saturday the 7th of March, mostly in the Assembly Room, it's going to be an evening called Crime Scene Investigation at the Museum. So this is where a real crime scene investigator, Hayley Scott, actually talks us through what goes on in crime scene investigation. That starts at 7 o'clock, finishes at 9:30 p.m. and it'll cost you £25. Then there's a study day, which is on Saturday the 14th of March, and that's in two venues. Half of it's in the cathedral and the other half is in the museum. It starts at 10 in the morning, runs through to 3:30 in the afternoon, and it's entitled The City That Went Uphill. So it's a study of how the cities evolved from the Celtic settlement of the Lamio through to Roma Verulamium and now to modern-day St Albans. That will cost you £25. There are some light refreshments provided, which I assume means coffee and biscuits, but if you want to go, they recommend you take your own lunch. Now, Fleetville Diaries are up and running with their new season of talks, and there's a session on Barts in Hearts. And this is on Wednesday the 26th of February at 7:30 in the evening, and it's going to be in the Fleetville Community Centre, which is off Hatfield Road. And Sarah Graham and Sue Gaylard will recall the removal of Barts from its site in Smithfield in London to Hill End Hospital for the duration of the Second World War. Now, the St Albans and Hertfordshire Architectural and Archaeological Society have three of their lectures in our period. Tuesday, the 18th of February, the lecture is Maritime St Albans by Anthony Oliver. And it's looking at the various really rather unexpected links between maritime history and St Albans, including, obviously, why so many ships have been HMS St Albans. And that's one of the things he'll be talking about. Now, that's in Marlborough Road Methodist Church at 7:45, as are the other two. Then on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, we have the origins of the Grand National in St Albans. And that's given by Stephen Williams and Gene Yates. And this is the story of how in 1830, St. Albans hostler and horseman Thomas Coleman actually invented the sport of steeplechasing here in St. Albans in Chequer Street. On Tuesday the 10th of March, we have housing for Victorian and Edwardian working women. And the speaker for that will be Emily G. Now, I said all of those are 745 Marlborough Road Methodist Church. If you're a member, they're free. If you're a non-member, it's £5. Now, a real one-off season of events, and quite a short one, is there's going to be a commemoration of the Battle of Stalingrad. And there's a travelling exhibition, which is currently, I think, at the time of this recording in London, but it'll be moving to St. Albans at the end of February. And it'll be opened in the Museum and Gallery on the 28th of February. And it's a Russian exhibition, and there will be Russians involved in the programme. And what they're looking at is how the war effort in Hertfordshire affected what happened in Stalingrad and things like any fundraising campaigns. They knew before they started that quite a lot had gone on in Hertfordshire. Because, for example, a shipload of beds were sent from Welin to Stalingrad to help the casualties there convalesce. So we'll find out more about exactly what St. Albans contributed, apart from a lot of war supplies, because it's absolutely obvious that companies like Marconi were making equipment which was being shipped to Stalingrad. So that's the exhibition, and that runs through till the 6th of March. That's the exhibition. Then on the 2nd of March, again at the Museum and Gallery, there's going to be a talk about Stalingrad by the Russian historian Belov Dmitry. That'll be at 5 in the afternoon, but they do warn that the exact time may still be subject to confirmation. I also don't know whether it'll be a ticketed event yet. There are various broadcasts on Radio Verulam. For example, on the 5th of March, there'll be interviews with the Russians, visiting Russians. And finally, on the 8th of March, it's going to be a special screening at the Odyssey Cinema of the most recent Russian film about Stalingrad. There have been several. Now, lastly, back to, I'd say normality, but something more annual and expected. February the 25th is the St. Albans annual pancake race, and that takes place in the Market Square at noon. And then on the 29th of February, there is the St. Albans Prosecco and Gin Festival in the Country Club. Like, I might try to find out more about that. But whether you're meant to have a cocktail of Prosecco with gin in it, I'm not sure. I think if we go there, I shall find that out. But if I do have several Prosecco and gin cocktails, I may be a bit late for the next month's recording.